In our October 25th, 2015 show, we said that as we make ourselves, both individually and collectively, constituting ourselves as a people, is what I mean by collectively, a people made of fully developing individualities, as we make ourselves, we unmake them, the power guys. Command exists, but with obedience, as George Eliot said. And we meant this psychologically, no less than materially. We cited Karl Popper's point that Plato advised essentially lying to the children of the elite, such that they would come to believe in their inherent superiority. They must feel certain, said he, Plato, that they have nothing in common with the broad generality, and steel themselves to be ruthless, unbending, firm in their enforcement of their management right over us. And we're going to be thinking more in coming weeks about that whole notion of a management right over us. Why is it that has never occurred to us to talk about? It's so glaringly wrong and in our face and invisible, like the EMF weapons they dispose of us with, those who are deemed superfluous. So in their management right over us, Plato has said the master class must be ruthless. And because these tiny few, 0.0001% at best of the global population, have aggregated tremendous means, those means being our blood, sweat, tears, and love, and the earth's generally, converted into that noose of control around our neck, the economy. I mean, it's quite obvious that a privatized earth means we can't feed ourselves. That this is not immediately perceived as its purpose speaks volumes on the con job they've done on us and their tight control of the media. We let them get away with it, with asserting this management right over us, because as key among these resources they hoard are the means to control the thoughts we think. We said that as we acquire the thoughts that power kept from us, i.e. the truth, and with it, the truth, through the discussions we organize with our brothers and sisters, gain certainty of our beauty and goodness and of the full and sufficient for working together cooperatively and managing ourselves, full and sufficient scope of our talents, abilities, and gifts. As we do this, the global state statesmen simply dissipate back into the ether from which they compose themselves, out of smoke from Plato's pipe. We've also said in the May 17 show that both Bentham and de Tocqueville were in agreement that we the people must be so composed, educated, as to be happy with our condition of being managed and limited. As to be managed goes against our nature, which is to be big, self-creative. We said in that show that de Tocqueville and Bentham saw this need of we the people to speak, to break out of power's imposed constraints. And they saw this with the French Revolution, if they hadn't seen this before, saw it would never cease. So the issue for both of them, de Tocqueville and Bentham, became how to control it, this ceaseless attempt. Both of them and the current crop of global state statesmen are obviously in fundamental agreement. Both of them believed that this need of ours can only be controlled by controlling the thoughts we think, to do which requires closely monitoring and managing us, i.e. requires the nation-state system. Nikola Tesla, for instance, on the other hand, worked in the opposite direction, and not he alone. Obviously, Karl Popper, Miklos Niemcy, W.E.B. Du Bois, Bob Marley, Bruce Lee, Alice Miller, Zora Neale Hurston, Peter Kropotkin, to name but a very small few, all represent for greater openness, all work to see the open society become a reality. Nicola worked tirelessly for the day, and we are in that day when the technology would exist to allow our thought to blossom, and that would allow us to provide each other the mutual aid needed for a world and a global humanity premised on freedom.